Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, June 13th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Stonegate updates coverage on Hooker Furniture Corporation, NASDAQ, AFT, Q1 FY26. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Hooker Furniture Corporation, HFT, for Q1 FY26. HFT reported revenue, operating income, and adjusted EPS of $85.3 million, $3.6 million, and $0.29 respectively, slightly below consensus estimates. Despite macroeconomic challenges, HFT reported a consolidated gross profit margin of 22.3%, showing improvement. The company is focusing on reducing fixed costs by 25% to position itself for future growth. HFT remains committed to being a consistent dividend payer, distributing 23 cents per share. The company ended the quarter with $18.0 million in cash and used it to pay down all outstanding borrowings on the revolving credit facility. Inventory levels decreased sequentially, but the company has taken steps to strengthen its balance sheet. With a backlog of approximately $51.2 million, HFT is streamlining its supply chain and improving lead times, giving it a speed advantage in the future.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Ltd., NASDAQ QNTM, plans special dividend linked to litigation proceeds. Quantum Biopharma, NASDAQ TM, plans to issue a special dividend in the form of contingent value rights to holders of its Class B subordinate voting shares on a 1-1 basis. Shareholders will be entitled to a pro rata share of between 10% and 50% of any net proceeds recovered from the company's pending $700 million-plus litigation against several banks over alleged stock manipulation. The payout percentage will be determined by the board at a later date. CEO Zeeshan Saeed stated that the CVRs aim to align shareholder interests with potential legal outcomes. The CVRs will be non-tradable, non-voting, and only payable in cash if funds are ultimately recovered. The record date for this dividend has yet to be announced.
Billion-dollar breaks, Energy Fuels Inc. and Methek EEFR. Elect's board names Bruce Hansen as new chair. Energy Fuels Inc., a leading U.S. producer of uranium and rare earth elements, announced the election of Bruce D. Hansen as the new chair of the board. Hansen, with over 40 years of mining experience, succeeds J. Burks Bovaird, who will remain on the board. CEO Mark S. Chalmers praised both leaders for their contributions. Energy Fuels focuses on uranium, rare earth elements, heavy mineral sands, vanadium, and medical isotopes, operating in the U.S. and internationally. For more information, visit Energy Fuels website at www.energyfuels.com.
Investor news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NASDAQ TNXP, appoints Jim Hunter to Board of Directors. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NASDAQ TNXP, has appointed James Jim Hunter to its Board of Directors, effective June 12. Hunter, previously the Executive Vice President Commercial, brings operational insight and commercial expertise to the company. CEO Dr. Seth Lederman highlighted Hunter's role as the company prepares for a potential launch of TNX-102SL for fibromyalgia later this year. Tonix Pharmaceuticals is a biopharmaceutical company focused on pain management and public health challenges. The company is prioritizing the submission of a new drug application for TNX-102SL this month, following two successful Phase 3 studies. Additionally, Tonix recently secured a contract with the U.S. Department of Defense to develop antiviral agents. For more information, visit tonixpharma.com.
Sunny Greece grapples with solar energy oversupply. An oversupply of solar energy in Greece has experts concerned as the country aims to achieve 82% renewable energy by the end of the decade. Solar Bank Corp. is one company capitalizing on this opportunity, specializing in manufacturing solar systems and energy storage solutions. The situation in Greece highlights market opportunities for companies like Solar Bank Corp as countries grapple with oversupply issues. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, provides insights and information on the renewable energy sector. To stay updated, visit greenenergystocks.com for more information. Heidmar Maritime Holdings Corp. partners with B2i Digital as a featured company to expand investor awareness. B2i Digital partners with Heidmar Maritime Holdings Corp., a global leader in tanker pool and commercial management services, to expand investor engagement. Heidmar's four-decade track record in maritime excellence, innovative e-FleetWatch platform, and strategic position in the shipping industry will be highlighted. With a fleet of 51 vessels under management, Heidmar offers operational excellence and technological innovation. CEO Pankaj Khanna emphasizes the company's commitment to delivering value for shareholders and clients. Heidmar's comprehensive commercial management platform spans VLCCs, Suezmax, Aframax, LR2, and MR-class vessels, serving global markets through strategically located offices. The recent listing on the NASDAQ Capital Market under ticker HMR reflects Heidmar's growth and industry leadership.
Netsol unveils new website and expanded services to empower SMEs online. Netsol, a UK-based digital marketing agency, is launching a new website and videography service to empower small and medium-sized businesses online. With a focus on SEO, PPC, paid social, and web design, Netsol aims to provide practical solutions tailored to each client's goals. Their SEO services include improving website content, technical structures, and building backlinks for better rankings. They also manage paid advertising campaigns on platforms like Google Ads and Facebook to optimize ad spend and drive meaningful leads. Additionally, Netsol offers web design services for seamless user experience on all devices. Co-founder Thomas Biro emphasizes the agency's commitment to simplicity and effectiveness in digital marketing. The upcoming videography service will provide businesses with high-quality video content for enhanced audience engagement and brand building.
RDR announces filing of corporate name change to Telvantis, Inc. Telvantis, Inc., formerly Roder, Inc., has officially filed for a corporate name change. The amendment has been approved by the board and majority shareholders, changing the name to Telvantis, Inc. The company has initiated the FINRA corporate action submission for market implementation of the name change and a new ticker symbol. CEO Daniel Contreras expressed satisfaction with the progress, highlighting optimism for operating results and acquisition opportunities. Telvantis, Inc. is a U.S.-based communications technology company specializing in global enterprise communication solutions. The company is focused on becoming a leader in the communications technology space, with headquarters in Miami Beach, FL. Investors are advised to consider the risks and uncertainties involved in forward-looking statements provided by Telvantis. NatCom, NatCash drives digital finance adoption in Haiti with a secure and diverse payment ecosystem. NatCom is driving digital finance adoption in Haiti with NatCash, the nation's popular mobile wallet. Users can easily pay bills, top up mobile phones, transfer money, and shop with NatCash. The wallet offers safe and fast cashless transactions at merchants and enables real-time peer-to-peer transfers. With over 3,000 agents nationwide, users can securely cash in and out, promoting financial access for all Haitians. NatCom aims to create a sustainable financial ecosystem for modern financial services. Established in 2011, NatCom is Haiti's leading telecom provider, focusing on infrastructure, connectivity, and customer service. Learn more at natcom.com.ht.
93% of Birmingham, England residents won't reduce waste despite ongoing bin strikes. A recent poll conducted by Bin It Bags revealed that 93% of Birmingham residents are unwilling to reduce waste production despite ongoing bin strikes in the city. This highlights a significant reluctance among residents to change their waste disposal habits in the face of external challenges. Charlie Harding from Bin It Bags emphasized the need to bridge the gap between awareness of sustainable waste practices and actual implementation. Binneat Bags remains committed to promoting sustainability through eco-friendly initiatives, including the production of 100% recycled bin bags and support for local litter picking groups like Litterwatch. By collaborating with organizations like Litterwatch, Binneat Bags aims to foster a culture of environmental responsibility and collective action in the community.
Pinehurst School debuts real-time school safety platform from NC Startup. Pinehurst School will debut Active Defender's real-time school safety platform at Sandhills Classical Christian School on June 16. Developed by local startup founder Jim Boyd, the platform features wearable panic buttons for instant connections to emergency response systems. Active Defender empowers educators to act quickly in emergencies, providing mission-critical communication with a single touch. The system will be showcased at the School Leadership Safety Summit, with live demonstrations and interviews with the founder, teachers, and administrators. Active Defender, recognized for its innovative approach to school safety, is currently in use in North and South Carolina schools and is expanding across the Southeast. The platform aims to provide safer classrooms, faster communication, and improved response times for teachers and families.
Rhinox Locksmith Las Vegas expands 24-hour emergency services for homes, cars, and businesses with Fast Locksmith Near Me Help, car lockout solutions, and car key replacement. Rhinox Locksmith Las Vegas has expanded its 24-hour emergency services for homes, cars, and businesses across Las Vegas, Henderson, Summerlin, and Boulder City. As a licensed and insured mobile locksmith service, Rhinox offers Fast Locksmith Near Me Help, car lockout solutions, and car key replacement. Customers can expect certified technicians and advanced tools brought directly to them, eliminating the need to visit a storefront or wait for regular business hours. In addition to basic lock and key services, Rhinox provides expert-level solutions like transponder key programming, ignition repair, and commercial master key systems with a focus on transparency, professionalism, and respect for the customer's time. For those in need of a dependable locksmith, Rhinox Locksmith Las Vegas is the trusted name for urgent security needs in Southern Nevada.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.